From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We begin this hour with several ongoing political scandals. In a moment, what the indictment of Senator Ted Stevens of Alaska could mean for his chances of re-election. First, the controversy over politicized hiring at the Justice Department. An internal investigation has found that laws were broken.
Today, Glenn Fine, the department's inspector general, told a Senate committee it was not just a few employees who ran amok. He called the department's problems serious, significant, and systemic. His key finding was that Bush administration officials kept liberals out of jobs, even if they were well qualified, and they hired conservatives who were sometimes less qualified. Still, Fine said he does not think any criminal prosecutions are in order. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Inspector General Glenn Fine said throughout American history, the Justice Department has been different. It's special, he said. It's not partisan.
And the people who came did not understand that, did not appreciate that, and were not monitored and were allowed to run uncontrolled.
In two recent reports, Fine has described the way partisanship influenced hiring all over the Justice Department, from entry-level interns to senior prosecutors. Attorney General Michael Mukasey has described the problem as limited to a handful of bad actors who are mostly gone now. Republican Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma took the same view.
What I'm seeing is low-level politicization and incompetence above it.
Fine said that's just not true.
These are high officials in the Department of Justice.
Some of the worst offenders he identified were the chief of staff to former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez and Gonzalez's senior counselor and White House liaison. Fine said there were also junior people who were allowed to turn Justice Department policy on its head. For example, the department's honors program was highly politicized. That program is the main way new law school graduates get Justice Department jobs.
So they set up a screening committee, and in 2006, they assigned Esther Slater McDonald to be on the screening committee, and she had been in the department for less than a month. She was a junior attorney. She was not even given instructions on what to look for.
Fine reported that McDonald rejected Rhodes Scholars and top graduates of the best law schools if those people had a whiff of liberalism. If people seemed conservative, McDonald hired them whether they were qualified or not.
This was a serious problem that had implications throughout the Department of Justice.
But Fine said he does not believe anyone can be prosecuted for their actions.
I believe it violated department policy and federal civil service law, which is civil law, but not criminal law. It's not a criminal statute.
New York Senator Charles Schumer, who's a Democrat, said that's not satisfying.
I'm sure it sticks in many people's craws that these were horrible things that were done, and because simply you resign from the department, you escape any punishment.
Inspector General Fine said he doesn't think the people who broke the law have escaped without any punishment. They've been publicly exposed. They may never work in the federal government again, and they could be disbarred, which would prevent them from working as lawyers in the future. Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse said that still leaves people at the Justice Department in jobs they may not have won legitimately.
The present attorney general's position appears to be we will sin no more, and I believe that he's kept his word on that. The problem is that there is a residue from what was done before. As you said, it was serious, it was significant, it was systemic. And the idea that it had no effect that lingers in the department, to me, is just not realistic.
White House asked whether Inspector General Fine can say that everyone hired through the flawed process is qualified. Fine replied, no, I can't. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.